You're listening to Morning Edition on 88.1 WVPE. Good morning. I'm Michael Linville. Folks in Indiana will soon be heading to the polls to vote in primary elections. And some folks in Michigan will be picking the Democratic nominee to challenge Representative Jackie Walorski for Indiana's 2nd District seat come November's general election. Three candidates are actively seeking the Democratic nomination. They include Mel Hall, Yatish Joshi, and Pat Hackett. This morning, I'm pleased to be joined by Mr. Hall. He is 64 years old. He grew up on a farm outside of Marion. He attended college at Taylor University and after that went to seminary. After he finished his seminary studies, he became a community organizer in a poor section of Detroit for 7 years. Following that, he went to the University of Notre Dame, where he earned a PhD in statistics. He turned that into a job at Press Ganey, where he subsequently became the CEO. Mr. Hall, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Michael.
I'd like to just lay out real quickly how I hope to conduct this interview. Oftentimes during primary elections, there's not a lot of difference between the candidates on various issues. So rather than, say, asking you for your thoughts on the recently approved tax bill or your thoughts on foreign steel and aluminum tariffs, where you and Mr. Joshi and Ms. Hackett have similar positions, I'd like to talk about some of the issues where there's differences between you, okay?
Okay.
All right. As I mentioned, you and Mr. Joshi and Ms. Hackett all seem to agree that the Republican-approved tax bill of last year was a bad idea. You all tend to see that as transferring wealth from the poor to the rich, and you don't think it's going to add a lot more jobs. You also seem to share similar thoughts on tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum, thinking they're going to end up hurting more people than they help. But you do seem to disagree a little bit on whether the minimum wage should be increased. And Ms. Hackett thinks that you should be able to work full-time and support your family on a minimum wage. Mr. Joshi thinks it needs to be $15 an hour. You think it should be raised between 15 and 20%. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I'm going to go back just on the tariff issue. What I would say is that the tariff issue of on aluminum and steel, I think, does need to be evaluated. But I think what this tariff has done is separate union folks on one side and perhaps farmers on the other, and I think that's a false dichotomy. I think anything that relates to trade and tariffs should have a wide lens on it and should look through how it affects all folks of the 2nd District. So I do think we need to protect our steel workers and aluminum workers and everyone in the trades and unions, as well as look out for our farmers. I don't think those are mutually exclusive. So I just, on the, just because you raised that, I would want to make sure that we have a wide angle lens when we look at our trade policies.
Okay, fair enough. On minimum wage, as I mentioned, you guys do have a slight difference. You all think the minimum wage should be increased. Ms. Hackett thinks that you should be able to work full-time and support your family on the minimum wage. Mr. Joshi thinks it should be $15 an hour. And you think that we should look at increasing the minimum wage from 15 to 20%. Is that accurate? Is that your stance?
My stance would actually be, I think the minimum wage should probably be indexed more so than a percentage increase. It's certainly too low. I think what we need to do is make sure it has a general and specific progression. I think anyone who says we can go from 725 to 15 right now or in one fell swoop, probably not realistic. And that gets back to my point of view of being a relentless pragmatist, something that I learned both on the farm and in the streets of Detroit. We want to figure out how we can get from one point to another and continue improvement. So I would think more about indexing the minimum wage.
Do you think you should be able to raise a family if you work full-time at the minimum wage?
Yes.
Okay. If you're indexing it, what do you think a good minimum wage would be right about now?
You know, it's certainly significantly more than it is now. So maybe one step would be to increase it a dollar or so right now. But I'm not sure I know right now what it would be, but it certainly should be increased.
Okay.
Significantly.
You've talked on the trail about when you were at Press Ganey, you raised the minimum wage to $10 an hour in 2006 when the national minimum wage was $5.75. Why would you suggest the need for a lower minimum wage 12 years later?
What we were doing inside of Press Ganey was trying to put our actions to match our words. And I think it's one thing to raise minimum wage inside a company and something else to raise a minimum wage across an entire country. So I think those are probably two different questions. But I think the same sort of aggressive nature of continuing to increase the minimum wage is something that we have been and will continue to espouse throughout the district.
Okay, very well. Another place where you and your competitors for the Democratic nomination for Indiana's 2nd District tend to differ is on health care. Both Mr. Joshi and Ms. Hackett have come out for Medicare for All. You're arguing that we should try to fix Obamacare. What do you think needs to be fixed about the Affordable Care Act?
Yeah, I think the Affordable Care Act is an opportunity for improvement. In my experience in healthcare, this was the late 90s when the move was going to be from fee-for-service to pay-for-performance. So instead of being sort of like a whatever you went in for, that's what you paid, as opposed to what was tried to move, CMS tried to move to let's base some payment back to hospitals and doctors based on outcomes. That was introduced in the late 90s, early 2000s. We still have not made that transition in healthcare. And so these wheels of changing healthcare do turn slowly, but I think they can turn always with progress. So I've offered three or four steps. One of those would be to increase insurance competition. 30% of the people who sign up on healthcare.gov live in an area where there's no insurance competition. And oftentimes, these insurance boundaries are artificially drawn. We can change that. A second area of focus would be to drive down prescription drug costs and make some of them competitively bid, and certainly do something about the astronomical costs that some drug company leaders have put on the market in the last couple of years.
Okay. You've been asked about gun control legislation, and all three active candidates for the Democratic nomination have come out and said, yes, they think we need tighter gun control legislation. You've suggested we need to ban bump stocks, that we need to raise the age to own an AR-15 to 21, and we need to increase background checks and extend wait times. Would you be in favor of a ban on assault-style weapons like the AR-15?
What I said when I've been all over the trail is that on my first day in office, I would want to immediately ban anything that turns a semi-automatic weapon into an automatic weapon, like the bump stock. That is something we should ban immediately. And I do want to raise the minimum age to 21 for certain types of weapons and reduce the magazine from 33 to 3. I think anyone who has been convicted of any sort of domestic abuse using a gun should be forbidden from having a gun. Those are the kinds of things I think we can do, and we can do them right now. The other thing I would want to say, and I understand that this show is about this candidate versus that candidate or what position we are here, I think what we need to focus on is how can we continue to make our district better. And I think we will be better when we have a Democrat holding a seat as opposed to a Republican.
Okay. I'm just trying to point out the differences that each of the candidates has regarding stances so when people go to the polls, they can make an educated choice.
Of course. And again, I think what people will think about is who is best positioned to win this seat in the fall.
And you think a Democrat would be better than Republican Jackie Walorski. Why is that?
Well, because I believe that no single party is right 97% of the time, and Jackie has voted with the president 97% of the time. One. Secondly, I believe that whomever represents this district ought to be a person who shows up. And I've made the same declaration no matter where I've been. I make people two promises that they will not agree with everything that I say and do. The second guarantee is I will, in this position, like I did in fighting for justice on the streets of Detroit or at Press Ganey, every month I stood in front of everybody and said, this is what we said we were going to do. Did we do it? We coded things red, yellow, green. If it were red, we picked two tactics we would improve on the next time. And how can we get better? And that's what I think we need from our congressperson.
All right, Mr. Hall, well, I thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. That was Mel Hall. Mr. Hall is one of the three active Democratic candidates seeking to challenge Representative Jackie Walorski in the general election come November. Mr. Hall is running against Yatish Joshi and Pat Hackett. We'll be speaking with those candidates later in the week here on Morning Edition on 88.1 WVPE, your NPR station.